back to Matt Flynn Direct on Devil Radio. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. As always, I strongly encourage everybody listening to go to our website. Many of you have said, and we really appreciate it, how you want to support Devil Radio, present environment. And if you go on our website, we have a link. It says support Devil Radio. It gives you all the ways you can. Really appreciate you going there. And also downloading the Devil Radio app. Download it from our website. The Apple and Google store carry Devil Radio with you 24/7. And always, as we're going into a political season in 2022, if you are running in a Democratic primary, the cheapest and easiest and most effective way for you to spread your name recognition and be listened to by the core of the Democratic Party activists is to advertise on Devil Radio. It's much less expensive than you think. Give us a call. Give it a call. Get the quotes. They will help design the ad. They'll produce the ad, do whatever you need, and you will be out there in everybody's minds. And there are some primaries coming up. For the Senate, obviously, U.S. Senate, state treasurer, because Sarah Godlewski is leaving that to run for Senate. Lieutenant Governor, Mandela Barnes is leaving that to run for governor. For Ron Kind's seat in the 3rd Congressional District. And dozens of state Senate and state assembly seats. So the silver bullet for your name recognition to get you recognized and discussed at Democratic conventions, leading to donors, leading to publicity, can be as simple as a package on Devil Radio. Strongly, strongly encourage it. Well, here's a development that I can't believe they have the temerity to do. The insolence, but they did, the Republicans. You know that this guy, Frederick Prehn, is bad news. He was the outgoing chairman of the DNR. His term expired May 1. Tony Evers appointed a replacement. So Prehn, of course, should have left. Replacement comes in. But no, he hung on by his fingernails. They go to the office to take him out. And he hangs onto a chair leg as they pull on his ankles. That's how bad this guy is. And he's the guy not just voting on, but influencing how it's presented and voted and whether or not you listen to experts on Forever Chemicals and Wolves and other things. But Forever Chemicals, Forever Chemicals. The guy's term expired May 1. And Wolves, remember, out-of-state trophy hunters wanted a wolf hunt in February. The DNR biologists and game management specialists said, no, that's the breeding season. There are a lot of pregnant wolves. So you kill a pregnant wolf, it's a twofer, it'll damage the herd. Not the herd, it'll damage the pack, the wolf pack. I know that wolves are controversial and all of that, and there are a lot of issues around that, but this is a matter of management. They went to a right-wing judge who decided that he should say there's a wolf hunt. Who said he should say there's a wolf hunt? There's a wolf hunt, and the first day they took almost double the harvest for the whole thing, and they had to shut it down and killed a lot of pregnant wolves. And then in the fall, there's going to be another one, and Fred Prehn engineered it. The DNR said, all right, there's a wolf hunt this fall, but I'll tell you what, it should be X number. And Fred Prehn said, no, it should be 300. And more wolves will get killed. Why is he still there? The attorney general's brought suit to get him out. That's going to go through the courts, take a little time. Well, guess what? The Republicans have hired lawyers at your expense, taxpayer expense, to represent Frederick Prehn to keep him on the DNR. At your expense. When your elected attorney general's suing him. If Fred Prehn wants to stay on the DNR, he can hire his own lawyer. He can hire his own lawyer. And if Fred Prehn, if the Republican Party wants him on there, they can pay for it out of their funds. Why can't this Eline guy from Illinois pay for it? Or Diane Hendricks of Beloit? I think Well, I think Elon contributed something like $70 million to Republican causes over the last couple of years. Why are you paying for it? And frankly, why am I paying for it? And why is Luke paying for it? Why should taxpayers pay for something against their interest to keep forever chemicals in your drinking water in Rhinelander, in Marinette, La Crosse, in Madison, and elsewhere, and to kill pregnant wolves so that out-of-state trophy hunters can say they killed the wolf, because you can't kill a wolf in their states? They're the ones that ginned it up. I mean, look, there's got to be a suit, and you can do it in the existing attorney general suit. Just amend the pleadings and say, prevent the legislature from using taxpayer money to keep Pren in there when his term expired May 1. And what they're going on is this exception that goes back decades, and it's based on a previous statute. It's no longer valid, that said that for that brief interim period, when the new governor puts somebody up, the old chairman stays on so there's a smooth transition for a little bit. Well, usually there's good faith here. Both sides are putting in people who care about science. I'm talking about decades ago. But now the Republicans are using that to simply not confirm Evers' appointments. The minute they do, Pren is out. They know it. They don't even schedule it for a vote. So in other words, with the lame duck law passed by a Republican Supreme Court, where Voss is effectively governor in a lot of areas of public policy, what the Republicans will simply do is they don't even bring it to a vote for 4 years. Voss reappointed Pren, trumping, overcoming Evers' appointment. Evers is elected governor. That's not democracy, and that's not Wisconsin democracy. But the insult, and these are lawyers, the lawyers that Republicans have hired in the past charge $500 an hour. An hour. And it's up to them when they were working. They could stand there shaving in the morning, looking in the mirror, and think about the case for half an hour, and they'll demand to be paid $250. I got news for you. Next time you stand in front of a mirror shaving, go to your employer and say, I want half my hourly wage. That ain't going to work. Well, this time it's coming out of your pocket. It's coming out of your pocket. And it's going to be hundreds of thousands of dollars. And if it goes up on appeal, it'll push a million. And that probably wipes out all the state income taxes that you've paid in your entire lifetime. It is dead wrong. It is absolutely dead wrong. And that should be stopped by the courts. The Democratic redistricting case, you know that a Democratic group filed it. It was a brilliant move. Filed it in federal court in Madison to get the federal courts to control redistricting. Once Voss puts in his crooked maps, Evers vetoes it. And then they have to appoint a special master, an expert, to come up with fair maps. They're going to have to do it through the courts. Okay, that's great. Under the law, a three-judge court is convened. It's very rare in federal jurisdiction. When I clerked for Tom Fairchild, the chief judge of the Seventh Circuit Court of Appeals a long time ago, there are more three-judge courts than there are now. But for redistricting cases, they go with the three-judge court. Diane Sykes, a Wisconsin judge, for the first time just now appointed the three-judge court. And here's who they are. Two of them are Obama appointees and one's a Trump appointee. And before we start licking our chops and say, oh, that's great, I think it's really an indication that of the independence of the federal judiciary, because Diane Sykes is a strong conservative, And she's a Republican appointee, but she appointed these three people. James Peterson, a district judge in Madison, who was appointed by Barack Obama. Edmund Chang, a district judge in Chicago, who was appointed by Barack Obama, and Amy St. Eve, who's an appellate judge in the Seventh Circuit Court of Appeals, who was appointed by Donald Trump. It was really a fair exercise. She's not putting her thumb on the scales. They will give it a good hard look, and you know the beauty of this is that the preemptive filing One of the Republicans are going to try to dismiss it right away and say, oh, it has to go through the legislative process. And I think a federal judge can look at that and say, well, yeah, that's true. I mean, and we all know this is a joke and that Voss is a partisan hack and he's going to put in unfair maps, crooked maps. Evers will veto. It's going to come to us anyway. They can't really put it that way. There has to be some deference to the illusion that the legislative process works. So, but one very, very good argument is take it under advisement. Let it go through the legislative process. If it's worked out great, it was worked out great. If Voss does his skullduggery and there's some negotiation and everybody resolves it, that's fine. I know that in the past, in my experience, the congressional delegation would get together, Democrats and Republicans, and they'd propose their own maps, Democrats and Republicans, and the legislature would adopt it. So, but you and I know that's not going to happen. The beauty of the three-judge court keeping it under advisement is that they can still maintain jurisdiction. Luke, you have the mic, my friend. What's on your mind?
Yeah, one thing, too, to add to the conversation, Matt. I believe 5 out of the last 6 times maps were drawn in Wisconsin, they ended up in the courts. So
right.
A big part of this lawsuit, too, just contends that, like, it's more likely than not that it's going to end up in the courts, and this 3-judge panel might as well take it up now rather than wait for the delays and then have the chance of having to use old maps. So I think the only other time, the only time out of like the last 5 or 6 redistricting processes was when in 2010, the Republicans had unified control and they were able to just sign the maps that they wanted to sign. So every time other than that, it's landed in the courts.
That is very good information. Going back to 1960, and that means that this is going to end up in the courts. That's a good way to put it, that historical background. And so the courts will have to say, we all know who's kidding who. It's split government now. But if they don't say that, there's a fig leaf that, oh, we got to wait for the legislature. That's cool. Keep it under advisement. Keep it filed. Then if the Republicans try to go into state court and get to the Republican Supreme Court, the federal court controls. We're going to a break. Lines are still open, 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.